I have got with me right now somebody who is gesticulating over there wildly. Was it the music or the...
Your voice.
Oh, my voice.
Yes,
oh.
I know your voice.
I'm talking with Representative Paula Hicks Hudson, who is very well known to audiences here in Toledo, as well as anybody who follows not only politics, but also follows the world of opera, because you have an opera connection, yes?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, my connection is that a long time ago in a far, far away land, yeah. I had desires and dreams about, you know, my career in music. Not so much as a singer, but as in the orchestra playing wind instruments. And I love music, and I think that's my connection to it. But why I was while I was giving you that face is because I listened to you on. So I'm like a groupie. I'm a fan.
I had no idea.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's great. You have an interesting story, and it speaks to what's going on with the opera Blue. And maybe I can just sort of set the scene, mm-hmm. but you take it from here.
Sure.
The gist of it is that you were driving with some cast members from Toledo Opera, and what happened with that?
No, I was not driving. But I know about what you're talking about.
They contacted you after.
I was contacted. Yeah. I don't know if I was in the mayor's office or was on city council at the time. But it was, you know, not a good incident for the city of Toledo, where these members of the cast were going to get dinner, and they were stopped by the police, asked a lot of questions, all the things about the driving while black issue, and it, you know, that is not what we should be about here in the city of Toledo. And so my goal and what I wanted to do with the cast was to show them, you know, what we have to offer in the city in terms of our welcoming position that we have. We have problems, no question about it. But for those young people that were here, and I'm calling them young, these are professionals that came from out of our area, out of the state, that were here to really provide a wonderful, rich performance and really to show what America is about. That was a mark on our community. But I think we were able to turn it around by showing that many of us came together to tell them, and then also to follow up and for them to receive an apology and an understanding of what happened. But I think most importantly, an apology, and not a big, you know, TV or media event, but something that's very quiet, but very, I think, impactful. Because when something like you're stopped by the police, it is not a national issue. It is a very personal issue. Mm. And I have, you know, I've been stopped. And it's not been pleasant because you don't really know what's going to happen. And in today's world, it's even more scary what can possibly happen.
Yeah. But what does it mean to you to see that some of these issues of policing, of community, of family, of the church, they're all being addressed in terms of this opera, Blue. What does that speak to you personally as?
What I think more than anything else it does, it provides a different view. And I think it brings in the humanity of the individuals and how we are dealing or should be dealing with this issue, where we should not have others. It should all be about us. That there's no difference. We bleed green. I mean, no, we don't bleed green. We like green, but we bleed
yes,
red.
We just outed you as a space alien.
I am. That's true. but it's about, there's more about us universal than it is different. And we need to find those common ground. And that's what I think this musical piece will bring another audience to the table to see in a very different way, without all of the extra opinions that's not really fact, but to see what can happen to a family that's tried to do everything right and then come up with a situation like they come up with.
Yeah, fantastic. Representative Paula Hicks Hudson, we got to move on to our next interview before 11 o'clock. So thank you for coming in, telling us that story, talking about Blue
here
on FM 91.
Thank you so much. Bye.